1290 WLBY.
Lively, relevant, and engaged with the community. You're enjoying the Lucy Ann Lance Show on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.
Stopping human trafficking. The Michigan Anti-Trafficking Project Ann Arbor is working on doing just that, preventing it and ending it. How important is this? Joining us is Peg Talbert, co-chair of the Michigan Anti-Trafficking Project Ann Arbor. Peg, how did you get involved with this? I know this is a project that is very near and dear to your heart.
Yes, it's been really 25 years. And so I first became involved when I was CEO of the Michigan Women's Foundation. And we had a girls as grant makers group in the Grand Rapids area that wanted to make a grant to address human trafficking in Grand Rapids. And at that point in time, no one thought it was an issue in Grand Rapids until there was a very sad tragedy where a young woman was left dead by the side of the road. Everybody assumed she was perhaps from Chicago. No, she'd grown up in Kentwood, which is a suburb of Grand Rapids. So we said to the girls, you make that grant and we'll see what happens. Their one-year grant turned into a three-year community grant picked up by a large foundation in Grand Rapids. And that's where it began. I learned so much about this issue in those years. I then moved in to a private foundation, but continued an interest in this as both a grant maker and ultimately as a volunteer. So MAP, which is now called the Michigan Anti-Trafficking Project, formerly was known as the Michigan Abolitionist Project, has been around for probably more than a decade. There are about seven sites around the state of Michigan, and I co-chair one in Ann Arbor. And our goal is to prevent and end human trafficking in Michigan and beyond, and MAP does that through education, engagement, and hopefully eradication. And so one of the things we're doing this Sunday is to show a film called The Right Track. It is a survivor story. It's a documentary. It involves the voices of many survivors. And there's also a surprise ending with the takedown of a brothel in Nevada. So
wow.
We'll be showing it at 2:30 at the Towsley Auditorium in the Morris Lawrence Building at Washtenaw Community College. And the film is 90 minutes long. It will be followed by a question and answer session with one of the women featured, one of the survivor leaders in the film, Trisha Grant, who will be joining us in person from Maine. And she's been very, very prominent both in Maine introducing their survivor model legislation and certainly with the survivor leader movement across the country. So we're very excited, very honored.
This is going to be really interesting to see that film, but especially because you've got survivors there. And we're going to be talking with that one survivor on our show Friday right around 10:30 in the morning. I'm very much looking forward to that. What is human trafficking, though? Because it comes in all different forms.
Exactly. It's enslavement, simply put. And the two major types would either be sexual human trafficking or labor human trafficking. They are both very significant, and sometimes it can be both as well. So labor trafficking, you might see with people who are held in performing in nail salons or massage parlors, but they're not getting their wages. They're not getting what they were promised. They are working as somebody else's on somebody else's behalf and not getting any reward. Sexual trafficking would involve being sold for sexual purposes. There's sort of a three legs to that stool: the person who sells, the person who's in the middle, and the person who buys the service. So those would be the components of sexual trafficking, and that can vary from actual sex acts. It can be, you know, pornographic acts or whatever. So, but the person caught in the middle has often in the past been called the criminal, the in quotes prostitute. Our perspective is there are not prostitutes. People are prostituted, but that's different. So one of the things that MAP is encouraging both the Ann Arbor area as well as our state would be to adopt the survivor model of focusing on sexual trafficking and its eradication. The three pieces to the survivor model is that you decriminalize the act for those who are prostituted, but we want partial criminalization, so the buyers and the sellers are held accountable. It's also important to provide support for those who seek to exit human trafficking and rebuild their lives. And then, as I said, the third leg is to hold accountable those who buy and sell. And that means
this is where we get into the politics of this, Peg. And I want to talk a little bit about this because I think it's a very important aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And I also want to find out more about legislation. I know there was a push this last fall in the legislature to get some movement on a bill. But the idea that the people doing the trafficking, the people that are buying the sex acts, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Here in Washtenaw County, a whole different position is being taken by our county prosecutor. Talk about that.
That's exactly right. When our county prosecutor took office several years ago, he decided that he would not prosecute consensual sex, or that would be called full decriminalization. So nobody is criminalized. The problem is that creates a supply and demand issue, and that anyone who's caught in the middle, if they're caught, is going to say, oh no, this is consensual sex, which means that no one will be prosecuted. So there are no we actually had a human trafficking court in Washtenaw County, and they closed it down because there were no human trafficking legal cases. And so it wasn't busy enough, so to speak, to justify that. And the problem is that if I'm in the middle and somebody has sold me and I've got to do what I was sold to do and bring the money back to the person who sold me, then of course I'm going to say this is consensual sex. And it just doesn't work. The more people who can buy, the higher the demand, and that means more people get sucked into this life. For a very, very, very few people, maybe this actually is the way they want to make their living. But for most people, there is a tremendous price to pay. When you're caught in the middle, whatever the buyer wants to do to you, they will do to you. And that can include taking your life, beating you brutally, whatever. So it's you see the same dynamic in domestic violence. I mean, the person who's caught in the middle is the one who really doesn't have much choice. They kind of do what you need to do to get along. And
do you think, Peg, that this is going to end up being a point of contention in the upcoming attorney general's race, since Ellie Savitt, our county prosecutor in Washtenaw County, that his challenger in the primary is Oakland County prosecutor who is handling this very differently, correct?
Yes, and Karen McDonald is running also for attorney general. Many of your listeners may know her because she was one who prosecuted the Oxford shooter's parents, which was kind of a land-breaking case. When she was elected prosecutor for Oakland County, she set up a trafficking unit within her office. Prior to the establishment of that unit, in the previous 9 years, Oakland County had 5 cases of human trafficking. After she set up her unit and assigned some staff to really look into this, they had 39 cases in 4 years. She then decided to do a 2-day training for hundreds of law enforcement officers of the court, police, sheriffs, et cetera, in Oakland County. And after that 2-day training, they had 34 cases in 10 months. Human trafficking is a problem that happens in plain sight. As I said, it could happen at a nail bar, a massage parlor, a landscaping firm, a maid service, whatever. And so you really need to train officers, human service people, medical people to dig a little deeper when they see some of what we would call the red flags, the potential indicators that this might be a trafficking issue. So maybe it's not a runaway. Maybe it's somebody who's being trafficked. Maybe it's, not a nanny working who never gets to leave the property. There are lots of different examples of how this can go wrong. So
we're talking with Peg Talbert. She is co-chair of the Michigan Anti-Trafficking Project, Ann Arbor. Let's talk a little bit about, first let me have you answer my question. I mean, you laid out the differences between these two county prosecutors, Oakland right. counties and Washington counties, that are going to be battling it out for an attorney general spot right. here in the state of Michigan. So do you think this is going to be a bellwether test for this particular, this topic? Will this come to the forefront?
Yeah, I think it could be. As you'd mentioned, there were, I believe, 22 bills introduced in last year's legislature. But if they don't get a vote, then they all die and you have to start all over again. So there are going to be those bills are now in process again. So we're hoping that we can, amass enough support that they get a vote. And then they have bipartisan support. So it's not clear to me what the problem is, but there seem to be a number of problems. One of the other things that we want to do is, as MAP of Ann Arbor, is to ask our Washtenaw County commissioners to set up a Washtenaw anti-trafficking task force or commission so that policies like consensual sex would have a review from a broad-based policy group that would involve law enforcement, survivors and their voices, which were not involved in the previous policy adaptation. It would have social service agencies, education, medicine. You only get an effective community response when you have all of those agencies working together and identifying how they might see the problem from their perspective. Schools are important. I mean, it really goes across the board.
Peg, how can you have a commission set up in the county when you have a county prosecutor who won't prosecute so-called consensual sex cases?
Yes, we have talked with Commissioner Carolyn Sanders, and I think she's supportive of it, and we're hoping to really build this support through the county commission. There are nine other county commissions around the state. So Oakland County has one, Macomb County has one, Southeast Michigan has one, Kalamazoo has one, Mid-Michigan has one. So we're really solo on this. And I think leadership from the county commission, and certainly with the support of the prosecuting attorney, would really move this, I think, into existence. And I think we need it.
And considering the work that you and your group has been doing with mm-hmm. Michigan Anti-Trafficking Project, Ann Arbor, mm-hmm. has our county prosecutor, Savitt, has he changed his position in any way, shape, or form since he first came on board?
No, he hasn't. There was one word in the policy that was changed after we had about a two-hour town hall on Zoom with him involving dozens of survivors from around the country, as well as a host of people in Michigan and certainly Washtenaw County. And it was, in my view, a word that was something like changing it from thereafter to forthwith or something. I think it has some legal meaning, but it did not change the policy of not prosecuting consensual sex.
You can learn more about this by watching the movie The Right Track, again coming up on January 11th, 2:30 in the afternoon. This will be at Towsley Auditorium, which is a lovely space on the WCC campus, right off of East Huron River Drive in Ann Arbor. Tickets are $10, or if you want to do a sponsorship ticket, $50. Sponsorship includes a meet and greet with one of the film participants. How can people get tickets, Peg?
They can. There's a QR code. They can go online to heather@map-mi.org. I don't know if you can post the QR code on your website or something like that, but we have flyers displayed in all the libraries in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, so that may be another option. But again, heather@map-mi.org, and she can handle all questions. They also, you can buy tickets on the 11th, I might add that January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and Sunday, January 11th, is Wear Blue Day as a way to put some attention on human trafficking. So by all means, come in blue and come to Towsley Auditorium at 2:30 this coming Sunday.
The film will be followed by a Q&A with Tricia Grant, Executive Director of Just Love Worldwide. She's a survivor leader, and we're going to be talking with Tricia at 10:30 on Friday morning right here on 1290 WLBY. The movie, again, it's called The Right Track. This is going to be a powerful movie screening, and it's brought to you by the Michigan Anti-Trafficking Project Ann Arbor. We will put the poster up when we put our social media of this conversation up on Facebook and LinkedIn and X for people to access as well. Otherwise, you can email Heather at MAP, that's M-A-P hyphen M-I.org, MAP-MI.org. Again, Heather at MAP-MI.org to get more information about the movie screening, 2:30 in the afternoon this coming Sunday, January 11th, Towsley Auditorium at the Washtenaw Community College campus. Peg, fascinating topic. Thank you so much for joining us. And I want to note, Michigan has a nationally high rate of human trafficking. Only six states having a higher number of cases in 2024, according to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. There were 340 cases confirmed in Michigan last year and 585 victims identified. And Peg, I can't help how many go unnoticed.
Unnoticed, yep.
Exactly. And this certainly is bringing a lot of awareness to it. So we salute you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your interest and your help in publicizing our film on Sunday. Thank you.
Peg Talbert, co-chair of the Michigan Anti-Trafficking Project, Ann Arbor. You're listening to The Lucy Ann Lance Show on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.